Okay, so we are in Shar Bitochen, Chavis Havavis Shar Bitochen Perek Gimel. We're going to have to keep on recapping where we stand in Chavis Havavis' discussion. Chavis Havavis told us 7 points to contemplate about Hashem in order to really be able to feel secure in his hands, so to speak. And now he told us that internalizing those 7 points is the first of 5 steps toward living a life of bitachon. So he has been recapping for us the 7 points, and we'll quickly run through the first 6, and then we'll continue on his elaboration of the 7th. So the first 6 were: A, remember that Hashem loves you intensely. B, remember that He's constantly focused on you, never distracted. C, He knows best what's best for you, better than you do. And therefore, whatever He chooses for you is better than you could imagine. Number 4 is that He can do whatever He wants, so that when He decides something is good for you, nothing can stop Him from achieving that, from implementing it. Number 5 is that nobody else can get a foot in to Hashem's plan. Nobody can mess it up, and also nobody can do anything for you outside of His plan. So whatever is going on in your life is precisely His plan for your best. Number 6 is the understanding that He does chesed out of chesed, not necessarily as a business deal. You don't have to worry about having to earn His chesed. And now we're in number 7. Number 7 was the understanding that Hashem, everything, well, if we'll talk again in the terms that he had described it earlier, it's the understanding that He controls your life as not just in the here and now, but as one all-encompassing program, beginning from the moment you were conceived until the end, and even beyond. And therefore, you can completely let go, knowing that He's also busy taking care of you now, based on His plans for you for 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and 100 years from now in Olam Haba. Okay, but let's see the way He's putting it. So he started putting it like this. And we'll start again from Vahashvi. Number 7 was she is bara. It's like a person should realize that everything that there is in our world, may etzem umikre, any object or any event, gvul yadua, is exactly delineated by Hashem. It will not be any more or any less than what Hashem predestined in quantity, in intensity, in time or in place. Nobody will be able to increase something if he decided it should only be a bit, a little bit. And if Hashem decided that there should be something to a large extent, nobody will be able to shorten it or lessen it. So, therefore, for example, if Hashem decided a person should have, say, limited parnasa, nobody is going to be able to change that and increase it. And also, the other way around, if Hashem decided something should be to a large extent, nobody will be able to make it happen sooner. Example of that was Yosef was put into prison, and he attempted to, or he thought perhaps he could get out sooner. Hashem had decided he should be there for 2 years, and therefore the one who was supposed to help him simply forgot about him for 2 years. When Hashem sets something in motion, it's all with a plan, exactly how long it's supposed to be for, ultimately, for your good. And And if Hashem wants something to happen now, nobody will be able to postpone it, to delay it. If Hashem wants something to happen later, nobody will be able to make it happen earlier. Everything that happens, or even everything that exists, has a very, very precise place in time, in place, in its extent. There was a story with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was officiating at a wedding. He was being the Sadeh Kiddushin. And the Chassan was about to marry the Kali. He's holding the ring in his hand. He's supposed to slip it on her finger and declare her his wife. But he kept on dropping the ring. He was jittery. He kept on dropping the ring. He dropped it, picked it up, tried again, kept on dropping it. He couldn't manage to, I guess his hand was shaking, whatever it is. Couldn't manage to slip it on his bride's finger. So people around started murmuring, maybe this is a bad sign. Maybe this is a bad sign. Maybe this marriage is not meant to be. So the Brisker Rav sharply quieted them, and then he said, you know why he keeps dropping the ring? He said, because this marriage, Hashem decided that it should be at a very, very specific time. Let's say Hashem decided that this marriage, this couple's married life should begin at 7:48. He said, the problem is that we all arrived at the chuppah a little bit too early. We all got to the point of him actually marrying her, it's only 7:46. And therefore, this is not the time that has been predestined for their marriage to begin. And therefore, the chassan has to keep dropping the ring a few times. As soon as the precise moment predestined by Hashem arrives, he'll marry her. Okay. Now, if it sometimes seems, let's say, that something was cut short, or that something ended up longer than it was really supposed to be. My parents came for a family simcha about, well, how long has the corona season been in effect? Is it 8 months? They came shortly before the corona season for a simcha here in town. And then corona hit, and they ended up staying. They've basically been here since. Never went back. Friends might say, well, okay, their stay was extended. It wasn't extended. They didn't realize it at the time. But it was determined in the first place that they were going to be coming here for close to a year. They thought they were coming for a couple of weeks. This was Hashem's plan in the first place. Asher kodam b'tchilas hayedia, when it seems to us that something natural was cut short, or was extended, or was delayed, this really was the plan in the first place. However, Hashem has all kinds of means of effecting His will. Everything, when we look at the natural world, things that we see are a series of chain events. Everything that happens is like at the end of a chain event. Try to give an example. Hard to think of examples right now, but the point the Chovei Salvavus is making is that if you see that something happened to cause, let's say, a person's trip was delayed, thought he was going to be going at a certain time or a certain day, and then something came up and his plans had to change. So he thinks that there was a haphazard occurrence that happened now and caused his plans to change. Well, the truth is that no, Hashem in the first place had decided that he thinks he's going to be traveling on Tuesday night. Hashem only wants him to travel on Thursday night. And therefore, Hashem already set, from 6 weeks ago, a whole series of chain events in motion that ultimately will cause something haphazard to happen on the night before his trip, that made him delay. It looks like something came up at the last minute and delayed him. But really, that thing that came up at the last minute is the result. It's always the end of a long chain effect. And that chain effect was manipulated by Hashem in the first place in order to have it His way. This person was planning to leave Tuesday night. So Hashem set a whole series of events in motion to ensure that he doesn't leave Tuesday night, but rather Thursday night. A person who doesn't really understand the way the world works may think, Ki hasiba mischadeshes, that when some quirk happens, right? Mechayeves shinoi einyanim v'sapchus ameinim le'inim. You might think that some haphazard occurrence happened, and that's what changed the plans. It's a change in the course of events. But some of us tell us it isn't really true. Hashem is busy all the time manipulating complex series of chain effects that are meant to implement his plans, that are meant to make things happen earlier than people might be planning them, or to make things happen later than people might be planning them, or to extend things further than people thought, etc. Nothing is something that just, you know, something happened and therefore the plans changed. I'm skipping a little bit. I'm getting to his point. So therefore he says, V'tirdas ha-nefesh la-hakdim ma-sheicha ha-boiris ala. Therefore, if you are trying to make something happen sooner, but you see that it isn't working, you would like some event to take place at a certain time, but you see it's just not working out. So you may be contending with Hashem wants it to happen later. Hashem wants it to happen later. So once you see that, understand that this is Hashem's plan. And it's not going to work. If you're trying to delay something and you're not successful, if you're trying to increase something that Hashem reduced, or if you're trying to reduce something that Hashem increased. So, if you're in material areas to work too hard to change the way you see that Hashem set up the reality, is he's going to tell us momentarily that it's futile, it's pointless. Unless what you're trying to do is, if it's a matter of spirituality, then Hashem expects you to push. But otherwise, don't struggle too much with the reality. Don't fight the reality too much. Understand that there is a gzeira here. Now again, this doesn't conflict with, you know, we have to do ishtadlis toward what we need to take care of, toward parnasa, toward our health, etc. But when there's some particular issue where you're trying to push it in a certain direction, you see it's just not going, understand that you're not going to change Hashem's plans. It's chalishus hakorah ba'amitas yediyosai. It is a lack of understanding Hashem. And it's a lack of understanding of Hashem's perfect conduct in the world. If he's leading something in a certain direction, don't struggle against it. Don't fight it. Make reasonable ishtadlis, but if you see it's not working, accept it as Hashem's plan, as the direction that Hashem is leading things. And Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men, alluded to this in his famous pasuk where he said, "Lekolzman ve'es lekol chefetz tachas hashamayim." Everything has its time. Everything has its setting in which it's supposed to happen. And va'achar kach zocha mehem esrim v'shmayne enyanim. And he then went and listed 28 such things. Ruma she'omar, like for example, when he said, "Es loledes ve'es lamus." There's a time for birth and there's a time for death. All these things, Hashem has them timed for precisely the right moment for his purposes, for precisely the right moment for the benefit of the person involved, and don't try to change that. This just brings to mind that Rav Moshe Feinstein, apparently there was a phenomenon of people trying to schedule births such that without real need to have, I don't know, a C-section or whatever it is, trying to schedule a birth such that the bris, if it would be a boy, would come out on Sunday because then people are home from work. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes against that very strongly, saying that each child's birth is something very, very divine. The moment of his birth is what determines his very unique mazel. And it's not something to be tinkered with. This is part of Hashem's divine plan for this person. Okay. Fine, but whatever it is, the point that he's making with all this is the understanding that when Hashem is controlling our lives, he's controlling our lives in a very broad kind of way. It's not just that he's making decisions for us for the here and now according to what's best for us right now, but Hashem is guiding all the events of our life and is busy right now setting off, initiating chain effects that are going to affect our lives perhaps 7 years down the road. We never know what Hashem is manipulating how. Right? You never know. If perhaps 300 years ago some person suffered in Parnassa and had to move to a different country in order to improve his Parnassa, why was that? Why did he have to move there? Because his granddaughter is supposed to marry, granddaughter wasn't born yet, is supposed to marry a certain boy from that area, and there would be no other way for them to meet each other. Why? Because ultimately, a few generations down the line, you were supposed to be born. And therefore, already now, 300 years in advance, Hashem is making people's parnassah suffer so that they'll end up in the right place so that a shidduch that has to happen can happen and so that the person who has to be born can be born. We never know what's leading to what. And Hashem is busy making these plans with a very, very broad perspective, guiding a very a wide range of years with everything that he's doing. So you never know. Something that's going on in your life that might be leading up to very, very great things in your family further down the road. Okay, so as we said, these are the 7 points that the Chovos HaLevavos wants us to internalize as step number one toward a life of true bitachon. That's step number one. And we're going to see that there are another 5 steps altogether. The first was internalizing the 7 points, and then we'll see the next 4 steps toward a life of true bitachon. Okay, we will stop here for tonight.